Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics from Southern Arizona and the rest of the world. Today we are joined by Aisha Cockburn, who is the Senior Communications Specialist at Waste Management. We invited her because we are really curious what happens to this huge amount of recyclables that go out every week in this huge bin. Who is sorting it out? Little munchkins? Santa's helpers? Welcome to the studio, Aisha.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Are there little munchkins sorting out all that trash, separating the ones from the twos and the threes, the paper from the plastic?
There are no little munchkins, but there are lots of real people, as well as some technology that helps us to sort it as well. Once your items are picked up, they're taken to what we call a MRF, a materials recovery facility. It goes onto a conveyor belt, and all of those people have the job of sorting the things that aren't supposed to be in your recycling bin off of the line. From that point, each stream is separated, so your cardboard, your metals, aluminum, and your mixed paper, all of those are separated into individual streams, and then they're baled and then sent out for manufacturers and take on to their next life.
If you say things that should not be in there, what are you talking about?
If it's not a plastic bottle, a can, paper, or cardboard, then it probably doesn't belong in your recycling bin. Just because it's recyclable in theory doesn't mean that it's acceptable curbside. If it isn't acceptable by your service provider, then you're actually doing more harm than good.
What about those little styrofoam trays you get with the meat?
Those are not acceptable by Waste Management. And it's important to say, too, make sure that you know who your provider is and what they collect.
But it ends up with what is acceptable to your MRF.
Exactly. So we communicate that to our customers. That's what it really comes down to. Plastic bottles, cans, and paper, which does include cardboard. And we take all types of paper.
What about shreddings from offices?
If you've got shredded paper, put that in a clear plastic bag. Very important, clear plastic bag. If we cannot see through the bag, we cannot sort it. That is the one time when a plastic bag would be acceptable.
What if I shred cardboard boxes, the box that my bank checks come in?
You wouldn't want to shred those because those are two different types of paper. You've got to remember there is a manufacturer on the other side of the process who wants to buy a specific type of product that they're going to turn into a new product. If you've got shredded paper, keep those things separately. Follow three simple but very important rules. Number one, recycle plastic bottles, cans, and paper. Number two, try to remove all the food product residue that you can. And third, keep plastic bags out of your recycling. Take those back to the grocery store. They can handle them there, but not in your recycling cart.
You maintain a website that explains all the ins and outs of recycling.
We do. We launched a campaign called Recycle Often and Recycle Right. So you can go to our website, recycleoftenrecycleright.com. And if you're going to make the commitment to follow those rules, we'd like to hear from you. So make that commitment online so that we know that you're in.
Thank you very much, Aisha.
Thanks for having me.
This is Dan Lout for the Weekly Green. Please post your comments and suggestions on the Weekly Green Facebook page. Thank you for listening and have a very merry and sustainable Christmas.